I'm Chris. I'm with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW with a look at some of the best and more unusual of this year's new holiday releases. Dan Hicks started his old-timey blues and jazz band, the Hot Licks, in the late 60s and reformed the group a couple of decades later. Charming swinging tunes and a quirky sense of humor have been his trademark, and they're in full evidence on Crazy for Christmas, which may also be the best release of his comeback. Equally nutty is Happy Holidays from 11 Acorn Lane. The duo behind the name brought their self-described novelty lounge world electropop to several previous recordings and now go after a collection of well-known seasonal songs. It's all in good fun, campier than Glee, and fans of Esquivel and Martin Denny will find a happy pad awaits at 11 Acorn Lane. 180 degrees from Hicks and the Acorns is Noel from acclaimed Canadian violin virtuoso Angèle Dubois and La Pieta. 30 years of performances on concert stages around the globe have proved Dubois' skill as an instrumentalist. What she shows here and what makes this such a breathtaking release is an exquisite stillness and grace that knits together traditional tunes, well-known Christmas songs, and works from both classical and jazz composers. Speaking of jazz, singers Grady Matassa and Clipper Anderson teamed up for a holiday release called And to All a Good Night, a lovely blend of familiar and more out-of-the-way songs performed in a solid, gently swinging mainstream style. For jazz fans, this may be the pick of the season. Last but not least, the Putumayo label released its fifth holiday set, simply and aptly dubbed World Christmas Party. Like previous collections, this new one offers a fun and energetic mix of Latin, reggae, Hawaiian, jazz, and blues versions of seasonal favorites from a global lineup. One quick concert note for the week is Christmas comes early for anyone who appreciates fantastic singing, great standards, and spectacularly inventive arrangements. The Tierney Sutton Band will be performing at Doc Howard's on Tuesday. Kudos to the Wichita Jazz Festival for a great series of shows leading up to the 2011 Fest. It's been one of the best musical presents to Wichita all year. You'll find the full list of holiday titles and our comprehensive regional concert listings on our website at kmuw.org.